Good morning. This is Matt from the Haywood Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of September 18th. Steve Suman put this report together for us. Well, this week's forecast looks like highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s, and we do have some chances for showers Wednesday night and then Thursday night through the weekend. The fall equinox and the first day of fall is this Saturday, September 23rd. Why not come celebrate the day at the Hayward Fall Festival in downtown Hayward? This week we've got an interesting story from DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter. He is discussing the Shoes Pond Fishing and Habitat Project Planting Day. Max says, shoreline restoration efforts will take place September 29th from 2 to 5 p.m. to convert portions of the Shoes Pond shoreline into a native plant community. We need volunteers for this next stage of the project. The expected benefits are various and include improved water quality, better fish and wildlife habitat, aesthetics, and even a boost to pollinators. In addition, the project's design will minimize the impacts of geese and their feces on the park area. Restoring the shoreline will require a lot of hands, especially for planting, and we welcome all to come and help for all or part of the time from 2 to 5 p.m. Friday, September 29th. Bring gloves and your favorite trowel or shovel, though we will provide some equipment. There are also plans to construct fishing piers this fall, which will allow people to get right over the pond for fishing or just enjoying the water. The Terry Peterson Fishing Foundation, established this year to memorialize the local guide, is supporting both the native planting and piers. Additionally, Nelson Lumber has been incredibly generous in their support of the project, donating both materials and design expertise. Nate Yoder has donated his time to oversee the building of the fishing piers. Local DNR and City of Hayward staff assisted with coordinating the project. Well, that sounds like a pretty cool project, and once again, that is next Friday, September 29th, from 2 to 5 p.m. The Hayward Fall Festival in downtown Hayward is this Saturday, September 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The all-day event includes sidewalk sales, farmers market, arts and crafts booths, food trucks, live music, games, and mini pumpkin decorating for kids, beer and brat tent, scarecrow contest, hula hoop contest, musical chairs, and more. Visit Northern Lakes Co-op's booth to enter drawings for free giveaways. For more information, go to haywardareachamber.com, click on events, and you'll see Fall Festival right there. If you have any questions, give us a call down at the office, 715-634-8662. Well, let's get to the fishing report. Fishing is fair to good depending on the species, and it is improving with the cooling water. This is transition time, so you may want to check with your favorite bait shop to see what they're biting on and where. Musky fishing is fair to good around shallower weed beds, weed edges, rock points, break lines, and bars adjacent to drop-offs into deeper water. Larger bucktails, gliders, paddletail swim baits, and topwaters will all pull in the muskies. While you're casting those baits, why don't you float a musky sucker on the side of the boat to entice those indecisive fish? Walleye fishing slowed, and it is a difficult bite right now. Fish are scattered from mid-depths to deep and reluctant to bite. Look for green weeds and rock bars near drop-offs to deeper water. Most productive offerings include walleye suckers, fatheads, and crawlers on jigs, slip bobbers or bottom bouncers, jerk baits, jointed flicker shads, world cranks, and shad wraps, and trolled crankbaits. The northern pike fishing is good for anglers who target them on shallow to mid-depth weed beds, flats, other structure, and areas holding panfish. Many incidental catches are being reported by anglers fishing for other species. Sucker and fathead minnows under slip bobbers, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, swim baits, and bucktails are all bringing in the pike. Largemouth bass fishing still is good, even with the change in weather. You'll find them from shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed lines, wood, cribs, and other structure. Best baits include live baits, such as minnows and crawlers under slip bobbers, Texas rigged worms and other plastics, spinners, spinnerbaits, swim jigs, crankbaits, and topwaters. Smallmouth bass fishing slowed recently, but people are still catching them. Look for them on weed lines, rocks, and cribs in various depths and suspending over deeper water. Best baits include sucker minnows, fatheads, crawlers, drop shot and Ned rigs, tubes, plastics, and crankbaits. Crappie fishing's good, and it is improving. Most fish are near the bottom, around weed lines, wood, brush, bogs, basins, and cribs, in mid-depths out to about 20 feet. Most productive baits for crappie include crappie minnows, fatheads, plastics, mayfly imitations, mini mites, and gulp baits on small jigs or fished under slip bobbers. Bluegill and perch fishing is good around shallow green weeds, weed lines, cribs, with some bluegills swimming with the crappies. Larger bluegills are, of course, deeper. Baits of choice include waxies, leaf worms, crawler chunks, and plastics on small jigs, plain hooks, or under slip bobbers. Well, here are a few upcoming events to keep in mind. That early Canada goose season is closed, so knock it off. On September 16th, these seasons opened. Deer, archery, and crossbow, turkey, ruffed grouse zone A, cottontail, squirrel, and crow. Also on the 16th, regular goose season opened in the northern zone. On the 23rd, we're going to have these seasons open. In duck in the northern zone, woodcock. September 3rd, 23rd is also the first day of fall. And, as I mentioned earlier, date of the Big Hayward Fall Festival. That runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 23rd. September 29th, full moon. September 29th and 30th are the dates for the Cables Fall Festival. If you have questions about that, give them a call at 715-798-3833 or visit their Chamber of Commerce website. I believe it is cable and the number 4FUN.com. On September 30th, the Tommy G. Thompson State Fish Hatchery in Spooner is holding an open house. It's going to run from 10 to 2. You can get more information by calling 715-635-4147. Lake sturgeon hook and line season is closing on September 30th. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their 45th annual Fall Muskie Tournament, October 6th through the 8th. If you want to take part or just learn more about it, you can call Hayward Bait at 715-634-2921. Or you can reach a Muskies, Inc. representative at 634-4543. Don't forget, October 7th is the date of the big Stone Lake Cranberry Festival. It runs all day, 9 to 5. And there will be buses running from Hayward to Stone Lake, courtesy of Namekagon Transit, leaving from the municipal parking lot outside the chamber office. That's all I got. If you want more information on what's going on in our area, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com, where you can see the calendar of events. If you have a question, call Kitty or me down at the office. The chamber line is 715-634-8662, and you can reach Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau at 715-634-4801. Hey, enjoy this great week. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.